This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Brad is engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth has a problem with her telephone line, her landline. She contacted me last night saying, yeah, they're working on it, but it doesn't look like it's going to be fixed for about 3 days. So she'll be back with us next week. Always vigilant, ever ready, Captain John Reagan is with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
You know, when I get a call and it's Mrs. Fennelli on the line, I know you have a big favor to ask.
I have a big favor to ask. Yeah, and John, I wanted to tell you, I was thinking about you last night. And I was thinking, I've said this many times on the air, I am so fortunate. I really mean that. I really am fortunate to have wonderful, dear, close friends, such as Captain John Reagan. And, you know, John, it's a blessing. It really is. I really feel I'm the most fortunate person on the planet to have friends such as you. And I really mean that. Because, you know, most people would have a really tough time coming on the air with almost no notice to spend 2 hours talking about, you know, something at a deeper level than, you know, the snippets that you might see on, you know, these television newscasts where someone else writes the material and all these talking heads do is spout it out. But yeah, thank you for being on the air with us this morning and being in front of the class. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate
you. Well, we'll see if you appreciate it after we get done.
Are you going to wipe that smile right off our face? Are we going to do that today?
When do I not, you know?
Yeah. John, I wanted to share something with you before we get started. A couple weeks ago, I was coming down the road in our little village, and there was a truck, an old pickup truck, parked in the ditch. Now, the ditch has a slant downward away from the height of the road. So this car was on a pretty steep angle along the ditch, out of the way. So, you know, cars coming from behind him wouldn't crash into him. And I saw this guy. And there were cars in front of me, there were cars coming his way, and you know, everybody was kind of going around him. And there was nobody behind me, so I stopped in the middle of the road. It's just a two-lane road. And I stopped and put my window down, actually rolled my window down with the crank, and I was in my truck, and I said, "You okay? Need any help? Anything I can do?" He said, no, he's got somebody coming to help him. But what I noticed was no one had stopped for him, nobody. And that's kind of unusual. Well, you know, maybe 5 years ago, it'd be very unusual. There'd be probably three or four people trying to help him, you know, joggling for the position to be first in line to help him. It's no longer the case. So I was on the phone with a guy who sells us auto parts last night. He came in late last night from the field baling hay. Had all kinds of problems. Nothing worked right yesterday. I mean, we had serial problems, one after the next, after the next, after the next. We didn't get much done because we were just fixing out in the field. And fixing the baler, fixing dead batteries, fixing the truck. I mean, it's just awful. And so I was on the phone ordering some auto parts. At the last minute, it was dark. And I called a guy that I know. And I said, you know, we travel in in different circles. I, you know, don't get a chance to see you all the time. But have you noticed that people are not as helpful as they used to be? Like, you know, in the last couple of months. Have you noticed that? He said, absolutely. My question for you, John, is are you noticing that? Are you seeing that in Texas?
Well, I'm not really out enough to see that. But I wouldn't be surprised. But I know in Texas that it's a little different than the rest of the country. It's still a little bit nicer here. But unfortunately, we're getting more and more people from other places like California. And I'm seeing the changes. And I don't think it's a process that can be stopped. You know, demographics is destiny, and it's not a pretty sight. It's as bad as the financial condition.
Yeah, and I remember when the police, you know, if you had, I'm talking about in the 1950s and the 1960s, if you had a flat tire or if you were having motor troubles, if you will, along the side of the road, the police would pull over and, you know, ask if they could help you. They'd be out there with the tire jack, jacking the car up, you know, for ladies and the seniors, and, you know, they were helpful. And I don't see that. I've never in the last 5-10 years, I've never seen a guy with a blue costume on offering to help someone in distress. I haven't seen it.
Occasionally, there will be a news item where a policeman does that here in Texas. So it still happens, just not like it would have back in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, maybe it's so rare that it makes the news. Wow! But look at this. Can you imagine? A guy in a costume helping somebody. Okay. John, what do you have on today's schedule for our class?
Well, I've got a little bit on the financial, a little bit on health, and I came across an article on cryptocurrencies that if we have time, I'll throw that in too. But I was listening to the news at the top of the hour, and it reminded me, we're going to be getting the presidential alert this afternoon on our cell phones. And I know some people are really hyper-agitated about that. But let's just look at a little bit of history. You know, my earliest memories of the 60s, you know, the TV stations, the radio stations, would periodically have tests of the emergency broadcasting system. And if the United States is going to be under attack, you know, it's probably a good thing to be able to get the message out. And back then, radio and TV would have been the way to do it. Well, keep in mind, again, in the 60s, most housewives stayed at home, taking care of the house and the kids, because the husband could bring home enough money to support the family. And quite often they had the TV on with the soap operas, so reaching families who would then call friends and neighbors, family members, you know, TV or having the radio on, you know, doing housework, whatever. You know, it would get the message out pretty quickly, but times have changed. Most people don't watch live TV anymore. They'll record shows or they'll use a streaming service. And even in the car, a lot of people don't listen to the radio. They have their own music library. They play that. So really the only way to reach most people nowadays is through an alert on the phone. So I don't really have a problem with that. But on a separate, somewhat related issue is the new systems that they've put into the actual media outlets where they can gain control of the station. That's a totally separate issue that I do have problems with. And I guess get your take on that.
Well, as you were saying that, first of all, I don't have a cell phone, so I'd have to read about it, read about what the message or the alert is. But I remember back in the, I believe, 1950s, that there was a system of broadcasting called CONELRAD, C-O-N-E-L-R-A-D. And it stands for Control of Electromagnetic Radiation. This was a system that was broadcast, or intended to be broadcast, and there were tests of the CONELRAD system on radio stations. And they would say that, you know, should there be an event of an emergency, you'll be directed to tune to a different frequency. And there are two frequencies, lower AM radio band and a higher AM radio band. But you could easily just flip to your dial on your radio and tune into those frequencies. And many of the radios had a special marking on the tuning dial to let you know where those, you know, where to turn the dial. You know, move it to this point. If you had a rotating dial, kind of like a potentiometer, which is like a volume control knob as we know it today, some radios had those, and they would sweep about 270 degrees, maybe a little more than 270 degrees. But there were two markings, one on the lower part of the dial and one on the upper part, and you would be told to tune to those frequencies should there be an emergency. And then that was replaced by the emergency broadcast system, EBS, in 1963, which was later replaced with the emergency alert system in 1997. So we've always had some method, as long as we've had, well, since the 50s, the days of the Cold War, we've had emergency broadcast transmissions. And today, we have a system, and I haven't seen it personally, but I was talking with the owner of a radio station who carries USA Prepares, and it'll be USA Prepares is broadcast today on that very radio station. And the owner told me that they have a system where the transmitter will be taken over by the government should there be an emergency. So we went from where you'd be told to tune by your regular radio broadcast to a specific frequency or two, to now we have the government automatically can take over radio station transmissions at their will. Okay? The radio stations don't have to do anything. All of a sudden, boom, it's automatically switched by the government to one of these emergency broadcasts. So the natural extension of that would be the cell phones. And I think more people pay attention to the buzzing or the ringing of their cell phones than pay attention to radio today. I totally agree with you, and I don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with the tracking of where we go with our cell phones, or where some people go with their cell phones. I don't have one. But in terms of emergency alert, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Captain John Reagan, I remember hearing the Connell Rad signal. It was a 1,000 cycle per second signal. It lasted for about 15 seconds. And what that would do is direct stations to shut down. So in the event that there were a national emergency during the Cold War, AM, FM, television stations were all required to stop broadcasting immediately. And the reason for that is they didn't want our enemies to be able to zero in and navigate based on where the television transmitting antennas were. Because the thought was that we would have big transmitting towers in big cities. Makes sense, right? That's where they are. So the stations would be required to shut down except for stations that would broadcast on 640 low on the AM dial or 1240 kilohertz. So 640 kilohertz and 1240 kilohertz would stay on the air, but they would transmit for a couple minutes and they would let you know exactly what was happening. Here's the alert message, and then they'd shut down or they'd shut off the transmission. And then another station would pick up the transmission. And it was kind of a round robin situation where one radio station would transmit for a few minutes, and then it would stop the transmission. Another one would start the transmission, and it would go around and around and around. And the idea was that everybody could get the message by tuning to AM 640 or 1240 on the dial, and the enemy would be have a difficult time navigating because the radio stations would go silent for a while when the next station picked up. So it was confusing to the enemy. So that was one of the early systems. And before that, there were sirens. And if you think about it, why would there be sirens? Because of the attack on Pearl Harbor in December 1941. So that is the brief history of how this happened. And I really think it's a good thing. I haven't figured out a way that it could be used against us other than maybe to hurt us into a mass direction with subterfuge. I mean, that could happen, but I'm hoping that that does not happen. I hope it's for good, benevolent purposes. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I was just wanting to make the point that there is a valid use of that for getting messages out. Like I say, I don't like what they've done with broadcast media taking over stations, but that's the state of where we are now. And you were talking about using the signals to home in. Of course, that's not really important now because we've got GPS from satellite, so all they need to know is a location on a map. And
right, you're absolutely right. And Barry Satoro wanted to have an internet off switch. Barry wanted to be able to shut the internet off, you know, whenever he thought that the internet should be shut off. That's kind of a scary thing to me.
Of course, now you've got all the censorship going on, so it's kind of like, what's the difference? How do you get a message out if you can't use the predominant social media platforms, or if you're not ranked high in Google?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's exactly right.
So, if that's not cheery enough, I guess a little bit of a belated Happy New Year here. October 1st was the start of the new accounting year for the federal government. So we're able now to look back and see what kind of damage was done for the fiscal year 2018. And if you're following along at home, the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com, or you can get there through my other website, eze33.org. The news tab there will bring you to the same place. In today's resources, a couple of links, the U.S. debt clock, and an article about the FY 2018 debt. And if you want the actual data, you can look at my post from when I was on August 31st. There's a link to the Treasury website, Debt to the Penny. And you can pull all the data up for yourself, and we'll get into the details when we come back.
I'm going to it right now. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Captain John Reagan. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a rally in Mississippi last evening, and now a lawyer for the woman who first accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault is criticizing Trump for some of what he said about her and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer Do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford says the president's remarks were a soulless, vicious attack. This morning's ADP jobs report showing the U.S. economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month when analysts were expecting 179,000. The government's job report's out tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's gonna be slight.
One of today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Captain John Reagan, I am at the USDebtClock.org from your link on the financialstateoftheunion.com. It wiped the smile right off my face.
The numbers turn faster than when you're filling up your car, and that's pretty
absolutely
bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of the numbers that I'm, well, why don't we go with what you want to tell us, and I want to make a comment on something that I just, unbelievable comment. Go ahead.
I guess need to set the stage here. If you're not familiar with how government accounting works, what happens, the federal government has a budget for the year. and they'll talk about the deficit. Now, back during the latter Clinton years, they talked about a budget surplus. Well, that's only part of the picture. There are off-budget items. And the other trick they do, and up until recently, what they brought in for Social Security and Medicare, they took that money, they spent it against the general items to make the deficit look smaller than it actually was, and write IOUs for the Social Security and Medicare accounts, which are known as the trust funds. There's no money in there. It's just those government IOUs. And for the government to make good on that, they have to turn those IOUs into debt owed to the public. Somebody has to buy it to get the cash so the government can, you know, pay the benefits. And when you look at that, the budget deficit is just a meaningless number. What you have to look at is the total debt. And even during the Clinton years, the debt always went up. There was a year or two that it was a small amount, but it was always increasing. I pulled numbers from the Treasury website. Looking back at the last business day of 2017 fiscal year, we were in debt $20.2 trillion. Now, that's bad enough as it is. And you go a year later, September 28th, that had risen to $21.5 trillion. And it was interesting looking at how things went. If you look at the last 10 days of August through everything but the last day of September, the debt stayed in the 21.4 range. It bounced up and down in that. But the last day, September 28th, the debt went up $85 billion. That's 8.5% of a trillion, you know, nearly 10% of $1 trillion in one day. And it was even worse for October 1st. The first day of this fiscal year, the debt jumped from 21.5 to 21.6, and it was an increase of 90 and really closer to $91 billion in one day. Obviously, it doesn't do that for the entire year, but it's not a good start. We're already nearly 10% in one day, and by the time we get a chance to look at Tuesday's and today's numbers, I wouldn't be surprised if we're already 10% of the way to the next $1 trillion in debt. We've been spoiled for a long time, thinking that we can just do this debt forever. Deficits don't matter. Debt doesn't matter. But we're quickly running out of road to kick the can down. And I'm to the point now where I can see the end game. Believe it or not, next month is the fifth anniversary of when my book was published, The Financial State of the Union. And when I was presenting back then, of course, people would ask, how long do we have before, you know, the bad times hit? And I would answer, well, I'm hoping we have at least 2 or 3 years to get ready. So how did we get to be 5 years down the road? And we got there because worldwide, not just the United States, they created tens of trillions of dollars of more debt out of thin air to the point where the last reported number we have is $247 trillion worldwide in debt And if you look at the U.S. debt clock, in the United States, our total debt is over $71 trillion now, with an annual interest bill of over $3 trillion. And you'll see a lot of people that actually even report on this will compare these numbers to GDP. I didn't do that starting with my book and all the reports I've done since. I like to compare it to what our income is. And I use the IRS tax stats. And again, the August 31st entry has a link to where you can see the IRS tax stats. The only problem there is they run behind. The personal numbers, most recent is from 2016. The most recent corporate number is from 2013. So we don't have a real good current picture. What the U.S. debt clock does, it doesn't wait for reports. It estimates where we are now. So if you look at the debt increase of $1.7 trillion of last year, let's call it $1.3 trillion. Compare that to the income tax revenue right now of $1.6 trillion. That means that when you calculate your taxes, whatever your tax liability was, you could double that and just barely cover what the annual deficit is. That's how bad it's increasing. And why I say we're running out of road, and the easiest way to conceptualize this, I believe, is if you knew a family where their debt service, meaning the principal and interest payments they're having to make, plus their taxes, is more than what they make, you know that family has a problem because they don't have money for anything else. Nothing for food, nothing for shelter, nothing for transportation, nothing for medical care. It's all going to debt and taxes. Well, what happens to one family? You know, it's sad for them, and we hope there's a social network out there to help families in that condition. But we are quickly approaching the point where, as a nation, the debt service and taxes, both, you know, federal, state, and local, are going to be more than the total income. For the federal government, in less than 10 years, we're going to reach the point where the government would have to borrow money just to be able to pay interest on the national debt and nothing else. Obviously, we can't get to that point. The timing we can't determine because it depends on how fast the debt grows and what the interest rates are. But we also know we don't have to cross that line before we have problems. There's a point before that where there's just not enough income to support this massive amount of debt and the massive amount of government, most of which is operating unconstitutionally. I wish we could change that. And unfortunately, at this point, it's just math. And, you know, I guess the most we can say is going to be very ugly. We can use the Great Depression as a guide, but things are different in a number of ways. And because we're not having the national discussion right now about what to do when this happens, we're probably going to see similar things as what happened with the Great Depression, where FDR got elected, ripped up so much of the Constitution, and I believe that's what we're going to see in our future, is they will bring those types of people in. They're going to supposedly fix this unfixable problem, and we're going to see nastier and nastier things happen. Does that cheer you up enough?
Well, no. I was looking at some of the numbers as you were speaking. And here's what I saw. So currently, the United States population is 329 million people. The debt per taxpayer is $177,000. That's the debt per taxpayer. $177,000. The number of people who are self-employed is 9 million. The number of government employees is 24 million. The number of municipal employees is 19 million. So let me say it a different way. The number of government employees is 24 million. The number of municipal employees is 19 million. How many manufacturing jobs are there in the United States? 13 million. There are more municipal employees than manufacturing jobs. How many retirees do we have? 53 million. How many are living in poverty? 38 million. How many without insurance? 27 million. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And Captain John Reagan, many, many years ago when I was studying for the final exam to get a permit by the state to be a licensed realtor, which I no longer am. I just wanted to study to learn as much as I could about how real estate works so I could use that information for my own purposes as a real estate investor at the time. I learned about gazintas. And I was doing some gazintas during the break, and I realized that if you take the number of government employees, 24 million, and the number of municipal employees, 19 million, that equals 43 million. Then you take the number of manufacturing jobs and you say 13 million manufacturing jobs, gazinta, 43 million government employees, and you come up with 3.3. So you end up with 3.3 government employees for each manufacturing job in the United States. There's a problem in itself, right? And then if you take the 9 million self-employed people and you say, how many times does 9 million go into the 34 million government employees? You come up with about 5. So you can see there's a problem because we have more people managing the affairs of the actual producers. Something really, really wrong with that picture. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and it's like, look at the taxes on tobacco. Not saying that tobacco is a good thing, but the government makes more money from the sale of cigarettes than the cigarette companies do. You know, what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah. And the number, there are a couple other numbers that were quite staggering to me. And so the U.S. workforce is 156 million out of the 329 million in population. And you can kind of understand some of that because not everybody is working. We've got the very, very young, and we have the very, very old. And in the middle, we should have a lot of people working. So there are 329 million of us in the United States, according to the USDebtClock.org. And in the workforce, there are 156 million, but not in the workforce or labor force, 96 million. So these numbers are kind of staggering to me. So, class, I think you ought to follow Captain John Reagan's suggestion. Go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, click on the news tab, and you'll see a link to the debt clock. You can click on it, and you can follow along in class. Your eyes will, you won't believe what you see. Please continue.
And it's even worse than what you talked about when you said debt per taxpayer for the national debt of $177,000. You have to understand their definition of taxpayer. And that's anybody that files a return. And when you look at the distribution of returns, roughly half of the returns pay little or no taxes. Obviously, those people don't have very much money, and you're not going to be able to extract very much from them. So this burden is really going to be felt by the people that actually pay taxes. So you can essentially double what it says there. The debt per taxpayer that pays taxes is over $350,000. And if that's not enough, this only talks about debt. We also have the unfunded liabilities. Closer to the bottom of the page, they have the U.S. unfunded liabilities, according to GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles, basically $115 trillion. That's using the very rosy projections that's in the trustee reports. And when we get back from the break, we'll talk about different projections that make that number worse and why both of those are probably understating the situation.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Class, please don't touch that dial. It's a special treat to hear Captain John Reagan. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.